It is time for a house call from our favorite doctor, our health expert, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She is the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com and check her out. Also, give her a call, 727-826-0838. She is the best doctor on the planet. I say that all the time because I truly, truly mean it. Doc, how are you today?
I'm great.
Did you break any traffic laws rushing on over here today?
Not this time.
Good girl, good girl.
I think the cops are looking out for me because of you.
It's because I say that?
Yeah. I'm always paranoid now.
All right, I'm going to have to stop saying that. Okay, but I do get a cut on any of the tickets that you get. I already talked to them. Worked that out with the cops. All right, we did this yesterday on the morning show, but I wanted to finish it because we didn't get to really the whole thing of it. Vitamin C as an IV as opposed to taking the pills, there's a drastic difference between the two, isn't there?
There's a huge difference in absorption. You know, you can take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but your blood levels only go up a certain amount, 200-300. If you do the exact same dosing through IV, it goes up by fourfold of what you would accumulate through oral. Plus, I can only put about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C in somebody orally at one time. I can put 50,000 or more into them through an IV.
50,000? Mm-hmm. And so that's going to have a much better effect. Like you said, you know, it's going to have it's more cumulative effect as well, right?
It's more cumulative. Vitamin C helps repair cells. And so what I kind of explain to people is, you know, okay, I like the Easter egg hunts. So you have an Easter egg hunt. You have a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And if you put the eggs out there and you send them all out to the same field, who's going to get the eggs? The 10-year-old.
Yeah.
2-year-old, which is a damaged cell, doesn't get anything. The healthy cell gets it. So if you load the field with so many eggs that the 10-year-old gets all his basket full, the 5-year-old gets his basket full, then your damaged cell will finally get its nutrients to turn around and start repairing itself.
You know, it still happens to me at Easter egg hunts. I never get any of the eggs. All the other kids just push me around. I never get any of the eggs. I know because I'm a damaged cell. I am. I am a damaged cell. It's the number one component that you need, right? The vitamin C is huge, like you said, for repairing cells. And we don't have it on our own. We don't make it on our own.
No, we don't make vitamin C. We actually have to get it through our diet. And in a lot of cases, we just don't get enough.
You don't get enough. And then when you don't get enough, you can have serious problems, right? What kind of problems are we talking about?
Well, vitamin C is huge in the adrenal glands because the adrenals are where our stress comes from, and that is the number one gland where vitamin C accumulates. So, again, adrenal fatigue is a very common term being thrown around these days. It helps repair cells. You know, think about our skin. It starts, you know, when we're stressed out, what happens? Our skin starts getting wrinkles. Well, vitamin C makes collagen. So if you don't have enough vitamin C and you're eating it up under stress and everything else, you're losing your collagen. You're losing the elasticity of your skin, so you get wrinkles.
See what I'm saying? The three other guests are in the studio going, wow, man, she is good. She's good. She is good, right? Yes, go ahead, Melissa.
So for people who are sensitive to vitamin C when they take it orally, how would the IV impact them?
The IV is usually normally pure ascorbic acid, so it doesn't have all the fillers in it that oral vitamin C has. So, therefore, very few people will actually react to IV vitamin C. The only danger is if they have an enzyme missing in their system. And if we're giving more than 40,000 units, we will actually test for that enzyme deficiency so that they won't run into problems.
See, yeah, most people would just give it to you, but she's going to test to make sure first. I like that. See, this is why she's the best doctor on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really is. We also talked last week on the air. You gave, your man came in. Well, I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Oh, Nate.
Nate. Very handsome guy. Your girls missed out on Nate. Very handsome fellow. Came in and gave us an IV of a Myers cocktail on the air. Me and Tommy both got one. Doc, ever since then, I'm Superman. All right? I can't stop. I mean, I was out dancing Saturday night. I was lifting furniture. All right? I'm a lazy, slovenly guy by nature. I truly am, okay? But I was able to take a huge box with cardboard and a broken-up computer desk in it that had metal parts and everything, lift it over my head and fling it into a 10-foot-high dumpster. Okay? Because of this, because of the Myers cocktail. I'm a brand new man because of this. Tell us again, everybody, what's in that Myers cocktail and why that's doing that to me.
The Myers is amazing. It's a really quick IV. It's something we can give in 15 to 30 minutes. So for the busy, you know, executive or something like that, and it's one of the reasons why people wonder why I have so much energy all the time. I actually get them weekly.
Do you really get them weekly?
Yeah, I just got one yesterday. But they have 3,000 milligrams of magnesium in your system. And you can only take in about 250 to 500 milligrams of magnesium without the bowels being involved. But IV, I can give huge doses. And we eat up humongous levels of magnesium in our body under stress. You know, magnesium is our natural blood pressure medication, our natural antiarrhythmic, it's our natural muscle relaxer. You know, it works in so many different things. So think about, you know, magnesium is involved in 300 different co-reactions in the body. And if you're deficient in it, how many of those reactions aren't taking place? So now we just loaded the system up with this. We have vitamin C in it. We have the B vitamins in it. We have, you know, fairly high dose B12 in it. And B12 and B6 run your energy cycle. There's a cycle in the body called Krebs cycle, and it's 17 different reactions that make ATP. Well, if you're an efficient energy producer, you'll make 32 to 34 ATPs per cycle. If you go the other route, which makes you inefficient, you make 2 or 4.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. So if you're, you know, if we rev up that cycle, then we can kind of push it through and get people to make those 34 units of energy.
All right, so let me see if I understood what you're saying. So orally, if you gave us that much magnesium, we would have digestive issues.
Oh,
you'd
have massive diarrhea.
That's what they scared the heck out of me last week. Super J and Tommy told me to go get the pend undergarments before we did the show.
I know, they were teasing you.
I know, they were messing with me, right? So, but if you do it by IV, that's no longer the problem, right?
No, it's not going through the intestinal wall. So
see, those guys scared the heck out of me before last week's show. I was actually running out to go get the pend undergarments and everything. But and also, too, now, when you were doing the IV, Nate gave it like a push right away, and I got that feeling. I got so warm all over the place. It was really good. It felt really cool, you know?
You got a magnesium high, we call it.
Is that what I got?
Well, magnesium's a vasodilator. So imagine everything opening up in your system. And that's one of the reasons why it lowers blood pressure, because it's a natural calcium channel blocker or a vasodilator.
Wow. And it's something, I mean, again, we did the show while she gave it to me, okay? And Tommy was doing the board. He got his. In fact, we used the microphone as the stand for his, you know, for his IV. And, you know, we did. I admit it, I cried a little bit. I was a little bit of a sissy, I know. I can't help it. I don't like needles. They scare me. But I was, you know, just once it got in, I was okay. And it really does work. And it's part of the packages that you have this year for the gift of health that's on your website. I remind everybody again about those and why that's a great Christmas present for somebody.
Well, our, you know, holiday campaign has been give the gift of health so that people can give gift certificates so they can give it to their loved ones. You know, they can give an IV Myers, you know, for, again, a big pick-me-up. Again, holidays are stressful. We are going and going and going, and we start losing our energy levels at the end. And it's a great way in 15 or 20 minutes where you can get your energy back very quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't realize we actually use our reserves up at that time, and it's kind of putting those reserves back in the system.
And you told me that it's also cumulative, right? The Myers cocktail, if you're taking it, like you said, on a regular basis, you're going to keep seeing more and more benefit from it, right?
Well, the thing is, our bodies are amazing healing tools. They can actually heal themselves in almost anything. I mean, think about it. You know, our immune system, if it's intact, we don't get cancer. And we don't get cancer because we're constantly fighting cancer cells. But if our immune system is depressed, then that's when we're going to get sick. We're going to get, you know, illnesses and things like that. You know, and that's where nutrition and diet plays a huge role, because that's where we get all of our nutrients. Even if we ate perfectly, we do not get the adequate nutrition anymore.
So we get, but you said that too. We can sometimes be overeating, but still be malnutrition at the same time. And
majority of us are.
I know I am, and they're going to tell on me after the shows anyway. So I'm going to tell you yesterday, right after you got off the air, I went and had a big breakfast from McDonald's. I did it again. I'm so sorry, Doc.
I'm going to get you on a good program eventually.
I can't help it. They're so tasty.
We have a contest going in our office right now. I think, you know, two of the guys started, you know, their diets yesterday, and I figured, okay, perfect time for me to join in because I always win these contests, but. I think by Christmas we'll see who loses the most weight.
Okay, that's a cool contest. I'm in. All right, but let's switch gears now a little bit, because we wanted to talk today, too, about if you're going to have surgery, right, it's a really good idea to get some pre-op and post-op IVs done, okay, so that, again, it's going to help in a lot of different ways. Doc, why is that so important?
Well, again, you know, surgery is a huge trauma, and it doesn't matter if you go in under a minor surgery or a major surgery. It's still a huge trauma and a hit to the system. We go under anesthesia, which produces humongous amounts of what we call free radicals and oxidative stress to the body. And then we turn around. What do we do to somebody who's going to have surgery? We say, stop taking your supplements and all your nutrients 2 weeks ahead of time, so we deplete them. And then we turn around and tell them, don't eat before you go in for 12 hours. So we starve them. And imagine how the body's supposed to repair itself. You know, so what we do is, you know, within a week before the surgery, we give them an IV that has over 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C in it, along with a lot of other supplements and nutrients. Vitamin C is huge, again, in repair. It's how we build our collagen. So how do you think you form a scar? Collagen. If you have really bad collagen capability, you're going to form a really bad scar, or you're going to, what we call dehisce, which means the scar doesn't heal. It opens up all the time. Wound healing. You know, people, you know, it's amazing on wound healing. I had a carotid endarterectomy. Usually takes 6 weeks to heal the skin. 8 days.
8 days?
8 days healed.
Well, that's because you gave him both the pre-op and a post-op IV.
Actually, this particular patient went in for an emergency surgery, so she didn't get pre-op. She just got post-op.
From just the post-op, you still saw that. 8 days
we
as opposed to 6.
We did it within a couple days of surgery.
Wow. Wow.
You know, so it's just, and again, what happens to most people, again, after a major surgery? They come out tired and fatigued, and they don't feel good for ages. They had killed their adrenal glands. Almost all of these people go into some form of adrenal fatigue because their adrenals have to pump out all this cortisol and pump out all this stress hormone to try to heal the body, and they just fade it out. So some of these people take months to start feeling their energy levels come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that vitamin C helps heal those adrenals rapidly, along with B5 or two things in MAG that the adrenals eat up in humongous doses. You know, so, and then infections. I mean, the infection rates go down by 80 to 90%.
Wow.
You know,
80 to 90%, that's a lot.
80 to 90% reduction of infections, healing. The skin heals much faster. It heals with less scarring. People don't need pain medication after surgery because the pain is caused from all the swelling of the tissues and that pressure. Well, if you're doing this and you're decreasing the amount of swelling that occurs and you're decreasing the amount of bruising that occurs, they don't have that pain after surgery. So very few of them even need pain medication after
surgery. So that's why this is really, really vital. Get a pre-op and a post-op IV. I never understood why they didn't make them eat for 12 hours. I was telling these guys before we went on the air, if I got to go 12 hours without eating, I need a cow and a blowtorch. Or give me a deer and a Buick. I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tommy.
It's the anesthesia. The anesthesia, of course, you know, because they're paralyzing somebody, so they're actually knocking out the reflex.
They
have a tendency to aspirate or throw up if they do have anything in their stomach.
I can't go that long, though. I'm honest when I tell you that. I'm hungry all the time. I really am. All right, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, why it's important to get an IV pre-op and post-op from surgery. We're going to talk about the herbal medicines. We're going to talk about supplements to avoid, supplements to take before you go get a surgery. Eric McPherson has a question for the doc that he's formulating right now as we speak. He's like, I do? You just give me a look, I do? Yes, he does. And maybe we'll give everybody a chance to ask a question. Give us a call, 855-265-2929. You can ask the best doctor on the planet, Dr. Tracy Lenhardt, a question on the Pete O'Shea Show right after this. Remember, I love you and I love Jesus.
Huckabee and Ramsey, back-to-back each weekday afternoon on Tampa Bay's original inspiration station, Inspiration AM 1110, WTIS.
Welcome back to the Pete O'Shea Show, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete O'Shea. I got Tom Connolly on the board. I got a cast of thousands here in the studio. We're having a crazy, wacky, kooky time. If I was allowed to, I'd get a singing kumbaya, but they said here at the studio I'm not allowed to sing on the air anymore. You know, you mess it up one time. He's got all his sound effects ready today. You're on fire.
The mics busted.
Yeah. We don't want the mics to break. We don't want to scare out all the kids and everything, too. All right, we're talking with Dr. Tracy Lenhardt about how important it is to get an IV pre-op and post-op. It's going to help you with so many different things. The risk of infection going down 90%, that's really incredible. And again, the wound healing, the swelling, all that stuff is drastically reduced and much better enhanced by doing this, both pre-op and post-op. You also mentioned, too, that they tell everybody to get off all their herbal medications and their supplements in advance of a surgery. What supplements should they avoid pre-op, and which ones should they be using pre-op to prepare?
Well, the main ones to avoid, obviously, omega-3 fish oil is one that we do take people off of. And technically, because it can cause bleeding and, you know, over 4,000 milligrams technically. But because it's in the literature that it does, we turn around and take them off the fish oil. Things that are commonly known, like ginkgo, and, you know, those kinds of herbs, kava kava, which I don't use that often anymore, bilberry. A lot of people take bilberry for their eyes. These can all increase your bleeding risks.
So again, remind us, so for wound healing, for the reduction of swelling and bleeding, bruising after surgeries, to get it to heal faster, it's a really good idea to get a pre-op and a post-op IV done to just make sure the surgery is going to go the best it can go.
Absolutely. Even if you're having a minor surgery, but especially if you're, you know, having plastic surgery, if you're paying all that money to have plastic surgery, you want the best outcome. You know, if you're having, you know, orthopedic or knee replacement surgery, I mean, they take ages to heal. And
right.
So, you know, you can actually get much faster healing. And vitamin C is one of the things that produces collagen, and collagen is what heals the ligaments and tendons of the knee.
Okay. I still have the guys from Big Brother, Big Sisters here in the studio, and they were asking the doc questions during the break. I want them to ask them on the air. Angie, ask the question you asked because that was a good one.
I asked if they were safe for pregnant or nursing mothers. I had a C-section with my son and a very tough recovery. And so I think next time around I have to have another C-section, so that would be something nice for me to be able to know ahead of time so that I can kind of
speed up the recovery, you know, and be able to get back on my feet quicker.
Yeah, they are safe. I don't personally give pregnant women the IVs, but there are a lot of doctors who do, and most of them are OBGYNs who do what I do. And they've had unbelievable success in, you know, a condition called hyperemesis gravidis, which they throw up constantly and get very dehydrated. They seem to have much better pregnancy courses, and they've used them in, you know, patients who had really tough pregnancies. Post-delivery, absolutely. You know, even if you're nursing, it's just vitamins, so you're not giving the baby anything that it couldn't have.
That it shouldn't have. It's all good stuff.
Yeah,
it's all
exactly.
Stuff they should be having. All right, Eric McPherson is a big. He was here talking to us about the power and the strength, the impact of being a big. And now he has a question for Dr. Linhart. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. It really revolves around wheat products. It's really in the news now. You know, everywhere you turn, wheat products are not good for you. And what's going to be next? Vegetables? You know, I mean, can you kind of tell us why the wheat, you know, we always think wheat's better than flour.
We just did this.
Yeah.
We just did gluten last week. But that's good.
Gluten.
That's good. Yeah. We can wrap get that.
The reason for the wheat is gluten. Gluten is the protein in the basis of wheat. And the problem with it is our bodies cannot digest gluten. We don't have the capability of breaking it down or digesting it. Our food supply today has about 40% more gluten in it than it used to have. That's why we're having so much trouble. You know, we genetically modify our wheat now, which has a much higher content of gluten. We add gluten as a thickening agent to all these processed foods. So our intake has gone up by almost 40%. So if you take in 40% more of a food that you cannot process or digest, it's destroying the intestinal tract. It's breaking their tracts down and causing a condition called leaky gut syndrome. And what that is you have a one cell layer thick in your intestinal tract to protect you from the inside to the outside world, and that's splitting. So now we're losing our protection. So things, you know, we react to a lot more foods that way. Your body starts aching, you know, and think about all these, you know, symptoms people are getting these days. You know, mm-hmm. We're getting a lot more body aches. We're getting a lot more depression. We're getting a lot more, you know, food intolerances and food allergies. Autoimmune disorder is a huge one linked into gluten.
And we talk about it's because they're putting so much processed stuff now in, right? The wheat that you used to get 30, 40 years ago was more pure. Now it's got all this junk in it, right?
Well, it's not that it has all the junk in it. They genetically modified it so that it would be more resistant to bugs, and it would be more, they'd get a higher crop. They'd get more volume.
Okay.
And so because they did that and they played around with it, they actually increased the amount of protein in it, which is the gluten. Now it has a higher gluten content, and because of that, we're getting more reactions to it.
See, and I bring the other guests always ask the doc questions, and they're always like, you sure you don't want to prep her for this? I'm like, just watch how she's going to do. Was she awesome or what, Eric? She gave, all right, Melissa, you got a question for her?
Yeah, I actually had a question about the price of the cocktail IV.
Okay, the Myers cocktail?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and if it was also something that would be covered under insurance.
With the Myers cocktail, it normally retails, or we have it normally priced at $90, which is fairly, you know, very competitive. And then right now for the holidays, up until December 31st, it's $70, and people can even buy certificates so that they can even have it beyond that. The insurance covering the Myers, you know, it's kind of iffy there. Our bigger IVs for people with malabsorptive syndromes, and when it's medically necessary, the insurance covers the IVs pretty well. When it's not medically necessary and somebody just wants one for a pick-me-up, then generally it won't cover it.
Okay, good question, guys. I appreciate it. All right, let's wrap up the main topic we had today, though, the pre-op and a post-op IV, because this is something I think people don't really understand. Wound healing is a very progressive endeavor, isn't it? It's something that's not going to just happen overnight. And the more you can help, the better your whole body is going to react to something like a big surgery.
Yeah, wound healing actually happens in stages. You have the initial stage where it's the acute stage, and you know your body starts bringing in all these nutrients and everything to try to heal it up. It brings in your white blood cells to make sure it cleans the field out so there's no bugs in there. And then you get the proliferative, where you start laying down collagen. You start laying down these bridges to kind of heal the skin, you know. And they can happen anywhere from the first one up to 48 hours. Then the second one kicks in for a couple of weeks. And usually most wound wounds will heal within 6 weeks. And then you have, you know, delayed closures. So the vitamin C, the vitamin A, the zinc is huge, you know, and especially the immune system, immune response. You know, magnesium to relax that skin so it doesn't tighten down, mm-hmm. you know, so that it can actually, you know, bind those bridges. So, again, wound healing has become so specific, but we don't realize that these nutrients play such a huge role in how our bodies heal the wounds.
Exactly. So that's why you got to do that. Give the gift of health to somebody you really care about, somebody you know that's going to have a surgery, somebody that needs the vitamin C IVs we talked about earlier, somebody that wants one of the Myers cocktails. All you need to do is very simple. Go to peaksofhealth.com. Everything is right there. The whole gift of health packages are there that you can order. There's weight loss one as well. Yeah. There's terrific packages at great prices. Talk about a gift that'll keep on giving.
And so, we have an IV package, by the way. Pre and post-op IV, it is reduced down by $100. So if you're having surgery next year, you know, and you know you're having it, get the certificate so you get the reduction. It includes your pre-op lab work if you need it, our specialty lab work if you need it, and it includes the IVs plus special nutrition that you get during, that you can actually take right before and, you know, during your surgery.
Okay.
They're not going to take you off.
Very
it.
Good. So give the gift of health to someone. Go to Dr. Tracy Linhart's website, peaksofhealth.com. Check it out right now and give somebody a gift of health. If you want to go make an appointment with her, I highly suggest you do that. 727-826-0838.